just turned three, took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Chris Chapman. We're here tonight to honor and remember Jack Bauer, Mike Golden, a.k.a. Mike Bauer. Tonight we're going to, I'm going to ask people to help me remember him, say what you liked about him best, and if we can, remember some of the comical things like most of us can, that'd be great. Also, I have his daughter coming online. Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how you doing? And
I'm hanging in there.
Great. Shannon is Michael's daughter, and she's going to share the family side that many of us don't know. Up till just recently, I didn't even know he had children, and come to find out that he has children, and Shannon is, I believe, is the oldest daughter, right? Shannon? Hello. Okay, we must have lost her. Anyhow, I believe she's the oldest daughter, and I was talking to her earlier and asking about, you know, did she follow her dad's footsteps, and how did she, what was he like as, off the air and so forth, and she was telling me that, you know, what a great guy he was, and,
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little nervous. I'm
me
not
too.
Used to the radio experience. I know my father, he had a way with words on the radio. He was a very outspoken man. he didn't hold anything back, and, he didn't really care what anybody thought. And, he was very blatant, and I'm a little more soft-spoken than he is.
Yeah. When did you remember when he got first started getting into this? Do you remember?
The radio talk show?
Into how the government is and everything. I believe he told me about 15 or 18 years ago.
Yes, he's been into all of that for as long as I can remember. I'm 29, so... pretty much, my whole life and memory of him, he's always been very, very passionate about understanding the inner workings of the government and spreading, knowledge and truth and helping people with their legal questions since I was a little girl, since I
yeah.
could first remember him.
and did you all did a lot of you follow his footsteps, or you decided to... do your own thing and just not follow him? And
he was the source of so much information for me, and he has been a real eye-opener for me. So many things that, I don't think I ever would have even thought to question. I didn't have any choice but to question them, as his daughter, because we had conversations at length about so many things, and he put me in touch with some of his friends, and that's one of the things that, that I'm learning now more than ever. I knew that he had a lot of friends and a lot of people that cared about him, but I didn't understand to what extent and how much he's affected people until this has happened, and some of his friends have been kind enough to reach out and speak to me. I've given out my phone number to some of his friends, and they've shared some of their stories with me, and I had no idea, how far he has reached people. It's an honor, and I'm very proud to be related to him.
Okay, we're coming up for our first break, and we have Shannon Golden on the phone, Mike's daughter. As soon as the break is over, we'll be right back.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears. We take a one way unpaved to a place.
Okay. Welcome back. As I said, we have Shannon Golden on the phone, and we also have Angela Stark that wants to say. And if anybody wants to call in and say what they want to say, you can call 1-800-313-9443. And just state your name, and if you want to make any comments, you're welcome. Shannon, you said you learned a lot from your dad, and you're grateful for all the friends he has. And, you know, there's a lot of emails that I received regarding how he helped a lot of people, because there was one lady that emailed me and said that she was in an accident. She had a trauma back in 2000, I believe it was, and Mike gave her first computer after the accident and helped her learn to write emails, and some of those were very funny, she says, because she had a brain problem, I guess, a brain injury, and it was pretty severe, and being a computer specialist for 29 and a half years, it was a challenge for her to relearn everything. And because of Mike helped her in her recovery. And this is the type of guy he was. People would call Mike and say, "Mike, you know, gee, I don't know about this problem." And he said, "Well, you know, I don't know, but I do know somebody who can help you." And Shazam, he always connected people. He connected me with a bunch of people had IRS issues and other people with foreclosures and the list goes on. He was always there and very active to help. And he was like that at home too, right, Shannon?
Yes, absolutely. If I ever had any questions, I always felt very protected because I knew that I could just call him. And he was very open in saying, "I don't know everything." And he very jokingly and openly referred to himself as just a redneck, but he had a lot of friends. And anytime I had an issue or anytime anyone that I knew had an issue, they immediately wanted to speak with my father because not only did he have the connections to introduce people to the questions that they had and give them the knowledge that they were looking for, but he had the uncanny ability to care about people that he had never even met, people that he would get very genuinely concerned about their situations that he had no reason to. He had no other investment in. They were just a voice on the other end of the phone, but he really cared. And so many of my friends that never even got to meet him in person are devastated just because they've had phone conversations with him, you know. He actually recently helped one of my very good friends regain custody of her three children, and he's completely changed her life. And never having known her before, she was out in Arizona, and she had nowhere. She was literally staying in a homeless shelter out there so that she could meet her court proceedings and getting on Greyhound buses and going back and forth between California and Arizona just to get to the court proceedings. And he was a lifeline for her. He told her where to go, who to talk to, what paperwork she needed to file, what to look out for. And she is so grateful to him, and her children are so grateful to him. And now their family is a functioning family. That, you know, he made sure that the father didn't completely lose touch either, because he had that unique perspective of being a father himself and was able to help keep them civil with one another, which is amazing to me, I think.
Yeah. And can you dispel some of the rumors about his death? You know, there's a lot of people saying, "Oh, he died of AIDS. Oh, he flipped over in his truck, and oh, they came in and, you know, killed him," and so forth. Can you explain exactly what happened?
Well, we don't have the official cause of death yet. We won't have that until Thursday, but we do have a pretty good idea of what has happened. I've been on the phone with the coroner, and it's kind of a funny story. I know that sounds weird, but I don't think he would have wanted to go out any other way than with controversy and scandal. I think that's very much part of who he is and how he lived. And I think wherever he is right now, he probably finds this hysterically funny. You know, it tickled me. When I spoke with the coroner's office, the first thing she asked me was, "What is going on? We have people calling this office, saying that he's been murdered. They won't give their names. They think that the government has something to do with this." And I know that my father has very openly spoken about, you know, the enemies that he's made by speaking the truth, by being unfiltered. I know that a lot of the police department did not like him. I know that, you know, a lot of the government that he dealt with did not appreciate what, you know, him, and he was kind of in fear that someone was going to try something. And so it's not a surprise to me that there's controversy over his death at this point. So when I spoke with the coroner, I actually said to her, "You know, this is funny in some small way, and if anyone calls you in the future, just let them know it's still under investigation and you don't know."
Yeah.
And we laughed about it because I think that's how he would have wanted it. That was his humor, you know, that was his humor. But it, at this point, is not looking like there was any foul play. like I said, Thursday we'll have the official cause of death, but it's looking like it was natural causes, and it doesn't appear that he suffered at all. The person that found him was someone he was actually helping out, and had dinner with him that night. They had lamb chops and shrimp, because my dad was a fantastic cook. I inherited that from him.
Yeah.
And he went to bed around 2 in the morning, I think, and said that, you know, he found him the next morning around 7:45 in the morning, and he had passed, and he didn't make a noise. He didn't make a sound. And that leads me to believe that it was a peaceful exit from this world.
Right.
And for that, I'm very grateful.
It was something about his heart was enlarged by the coroner?
From what we understand, they had their autopsy this morning, and it looks like he had some damage to his heart, possibly coronary artery disease, I believe is what they said, and an enlarged heart. So they think that it's going to have something to do with that, that's going to be the cause, but they're still waiting to get all of the test results back and give us a confirmation on that. So.
Right. And one more thing, your father is Wayne Golden, is that true?
My father
excuse me, your grandfather.
My grandfather is Wayne Golden, correct.
Yeah. And if somebody wanted to send, you know, cards or something, would it be best sent to his address?
You know, I haven't really thought about that. I suppose that's something I should be thinking about. And apologies, because I'm trying my very best to organize everything and make all the arrangements. And this is something that I've never done before. So it's kind of scary. It's a little intimidating. But I'm sure that we can set up some kind of address, or, you know, either one of my uncles or my grandfather on that property, and we can get that address out to people that do want to send thank yous or do want to send their condolences.
Yeah, that'd probably be good. So you get that out, you email that to me, or you can get it tonight, or what?
Yes, as soon as we're done with the show, I can go about finding that information, and then I can email it to you. I currently have all of his passwords and all of his account information for his Skype address and for his mailing address, which I got this morning. I also wanted to apologize, because I know that there's a lot of people that claim to have received some strange messages from those accounts. This was earlier in the day, before I had any access to any of those things, and it's my understanding that one of his friends had access to those accounts. And so, I've since changed all the passwords, so that should not be happening anymore. If anybody wants to email me on either any of his accounts, I'll check those. I'll make sure to have that correspondence with anybody that wants to reach out that way.
Okay. I'd like to switch focus for a minute, if you can stay on the line. Angela, you're still on, right?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Angela.
Nice to meet you, even though it's over the phone. Sorry it's under these circumstances. But I think their condolences to you and your siblings and your family. Sorry about it.
Angela, you had a long-time great relationship with Mike over the years, right? You helped him build his websites and
I built the website.
Calls for them.
Yeah, we go back to the Irwin Schiff trial, 2004, and we've been pretty close ever since, or been in communications anyway. He did to me what he did to you, is at all hours of the day, or you'd get a phone call and there'd be 10 other people on the call, and he'd have someone on the line that needed help. And, you know, there was just, that's all he cared about, was helping other people. So I know of him through that, and we've been in communications. He came to my house one time, and we had dinner together, and we both stayed in Irwin's condo during the trial. And
okay, I hear the music coming. We'll be right back. We have Shannon and Angela and Brian and Craig Holden. So we'll be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Back. And on the phone, we talked to Shannon and Angela Stark. And Angela, you were saying how you went back, you met him. I guess you met him back with Erwin Schiff.
That's when I first met him, back in 2004 during the Erwin Schiff trial. Yeah, Mike was helping him out
in
his office and with his computers. And then since then, he does, you know, he's up in Northern California. I'm in sort of the southern part near L.A. And so he did come by on one occasion on the way to a freedom rally, and then I saw him at all the events, the freedom rallies, and we also went to Jack and Margie seminars, and let's see what else. Payman's, when Payman had his shindigs down in Irvine. So we saw each other often enough.
Yeah.
But we spoke almost every day on the phone because he would send me updates for his website. I built him his webpage, so.
Oh, pretty good. And do you do that for people at a small reasonable fee or what?
Build websites? Yeah. I do. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. All right. So anybody on the call wants a website, call Angela.
Thank you, but send me an email. Don't
call
me.
Okay. Now we have Craig Patterson on the phone.
Are you there, Craig? Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, it's. I'm really terribly sorry. Sorry to hear the news, Shannon. If you could express that to your family, I'd be grateful.
They're,
They're all listening, actually. I'm pretty sure my aunts, my uncles, and my siblings are all listening in. So you can tell them yourself if you like.
Okay, well, terribly sorry that this has happened this way, but we know we're not in charge of these kind of things, unfortunately. Mike and I go back probably about 4 years now, maybe five, and the way I met him was through a conference call, and he was hosting Dave Merlin, and then I went to Fresno several times to go down there and help those guys get documents from the court that they were having trouble obtaining because the clerks were trying to obstruct them. And we went to a number of trials together and witnessed various court hearings. And one thing that I got to say about Mike is I loved his indomitable spirit for the fight. He wasn't a loser. He wasn't a quitter. And I'm sorry to see him go because lost a good friend. And
he was a good supporter, wasn't he?
Yeah, and just like Angela and Chris said, you know, Mike would call me, well, probably a couple of times a week anyway with somebody on the phone that needed help. And the hard thing is, and actually the last conversation I had with him was he wanted me to, get in touch with this guy who was fighting foreclosures. And I said, you know, the sad thing is, Mike, here is that, you know, those of us who have a clue, when we talk to these people that don't have a clue, and tell them, look, you know, you're going to have to devote your time to study this stuff because when you stand in front of that judge, or just doing a paper process, you have to understand it because I'm not there. And not just that, I've got to eat. And so I've got to figure out a way to make money. And, so it's really too bad that the country's in the shape it's in right now because, but the point is that Mike was a giver, and he gave a lot and a lot and a lot, and a lot of people didn't give anything back, and it's really too bad, but
it didn't bother him at all. He'd help you the next day.
Yep. You know, I mean, he's like everybody else, you know, we're all human, and so, I gotta tip my hat to Mike. He was quite a guy.
Yeah. I always used to laugh. I said, you know, if anything, you're a lot of fun, you know, because of his personality and his tenacity, especially when it came to the city police and the sheriff and everything, he just couldn't hold back. Now we have Brian. Now, Brian, are you on the phone? Brian?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I know Mike for the past 5 years or so. I met him back when I was like 16, 17, one of the things about him is as being an IT tech, he also was close friends with one of the local recycling yards in town. And so he'd pick up computers and stuff from there all the time to fix up and resell and all that stuff. And one time I was at the yard bringing some recyclables and that's where I met him. And from then we just started talking and he's helped me out a lot by just being there for me and just getting, teaching me lessons. And it's just great. It's just, I wish this didn't happen. I still think it's a dream and I'll wake up and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I was over there the last week helping him clean up and break down the stuff that he has. And as Chan said, he's always been a good cook. He always cooks the best food all the time. And yeah, with him is like, whenever someone needs help, he's always there. And like, no matter what the circumstance is, he'll help that person out. And that's one of the biggest things about him is how caring he was about people.
Yeah. Now, okay, we got a break coming up.
Right.
We're on the phone with some of Jack's friends. And we'll be back after the break. Passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're coming back, and we were on the phone with Brian. Brian has stayed at Jack's house. In fact, Brian is, I believe, is the one that found them. And I guess, Brian, you're still on with us, right?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
We're also listening online, and apparently we lost the internet feed of the audio.
Yeah, that's what we hear. Yeah, some people said we lost it, too.
All right, but, yeah, so all day Wednesday we were at his eye doctor's house, so working on his eye doctor's computer, and he was fine all day, his normal self, happy, energetic, and everything.
And then what happened? I mean, can you...
We came back. He did a group call with the group of people that he was talking about the longevity.
Uh-huh.
That one company that's supposed to help him get his health back together and also make some money at the same time.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You're talking John Benson and them, yeah.
Yeah. He was talking to them. They were talking about what he needs to do to get started and everything, and he got... to meet a contact that's going to be a representative.
Yeah.
And then after that, he went to the store to go buy groceries. And he came back and started cooking the dinner and stuff like that. And the lamb chops and shrimp was really good. And the thing is, whenever I'm there, I stay in the back room and I was asleep and I didn't hear anything.
Well, I guess you really wouldn't hear anything if he just fell asleep in his chair and his heart just gave out.
Yeah, and I was scared when I woke up. I didn't know what to do or anything, but I called right away the 911, and yeah, that's the first time I ever witnessed something like that before.
Yeah, it's something you'll remember for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, and that was about 7:30. So basically, I mean, you know, for the people that are on the call and the emails, I just wanted to dispel any of the, he didn't die of AIDS. He didn't, hang himself. And, the ATF didn't go in there and blow him away. He just, from all the facts and evidence so far, until it's a final report with the coroner's office, he died pretty much of a bad heart, or something to do with his heart. And of course, I'm sure there'll be, conspiracy theories that, the coroner's making up, the report. But, and that's all fine and dandy. I guess that, we can't do anything about that.
And, if we have time, right now, I'm at one of his real close friends' houses, and we're calling from his phone, and it's his friend Joe. They've known him for ever and ever.
Well, get Joe on the line.
Well, here's Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Tell us what you remember most about Michael.
Oh, boy. I don't know where to start on remembering him in the good things. He has the greatest heart in the world. He go the extra mile, not the mile, in order to have a friend with the simple things that he got. It was a shocking for me. It's still a shocking. Mike and I was a very close friend, and I would say hello to Craig Patterson, one of our friends as well. He's on the line with us. And I received that email that morning, and I became breathless. I did not believe it. I went to the house right away. There was nobody. I tried to contact his brother. And then I know that the story, and it was shocking to me. Mike is the very rare quality person. His life was dedicated for the others, not for himself. We were talking about government and stuff like this, and I told him, Mike, one hand alone do not slam. They may come after you. Start trying to make it easier on him, because I see him how desperate he is to change the world. But it's extremely hard. And he said, I'm doing it for the others. I'm not going to benefit. I will benefit like any other people. We need some more people to understand their rights, what everything of their daily life being violated. I cannot be quiet about this. And he just dedicated his life for others. He is one rare quality person, and it's hard to describe Mike, the person, the heart, the goal in life. And he was great. We sure kind of miss him. I start sending email. I try to contact his daughter as well, and I really appreciate everybody that he was there and, express his condolences for the family, and that's all we can do.
Yeah, well, thank you. I remember Mike, over the years when we were first introduced, Dave Merlin, a good friend of mine, introduced me to him, and hold on just a second. And he and I started talking, and then when we were doing calls together, the way he would attack the police and some of his emails and everything, Mike and I would I would laugh about it, but because I had to turn it into humor, because the way he was so strong, he was very adamant, and you could tell it was a hardcore belief. And I understand where he's coming from, because when you see, a 34 or 55 year old man is wearing a police uniform tasing a 78 year old woman, you got to get upset about that. But But I used to laugh. I said, no, you can't come on my calls if you're going to talk like that. He said, you know, I'm trying, Chappie, I'm trying. Everybody's telling me, you know, to slow it down a little bit, but it's hard. And I realized that. But, you know, I'm not criticizing he's wrong and I'm right or vice versa. We all have our personalities and we all have what we feel we need to do to get the message across. If somebody's backing up and they're going to back up and go over a cliff, you don't want to walk up there and say, excuse me, John, you know you're going to be going off the cliff. No, you want to scream and holler and say, stop, don't go any further. And that's basically what Mike was doing with everybody. He was saying, this has got to stop. And he drew a lot of attention because of his boldness and his, you know, being loud and everything. And then when you put other people together, such as the great people that he had on the calls, you know, Sheriff Mack and many, many others, then it all, you know, Sheriff Mack has a more mellow type of the same boldness, you know, and so we all blend together as you know, enough is enough. We want our country back, and that's all. Jack and Mike are the one of the same people, of course, but that's all we want is America back. And and so with that, you know, we became a choir, if you will, and he was the band leader in the sense because he brought a lot of people all over the country, and now with people all over the country on through RBN, which is I didn't even know RBN existed until Jack Bauer presented it to me. And he was so excited about it.
Oh, yeah. That was absolutely his life. As a matter of fact, I kind of looked at my father as a role model for his ability to speak the language of the court systems. One of the things that he taught me was that the court systems just speak another language. It's like learning to speak French or Spanish or German. You have to know the vernacular. You have to know the conjugations. You have to know how to string things together appropriately, verbally, and on paper. And if you can do those things, you're untouchable in the courts because we're all working under the same constitution. The courts have to follow the same constitution that we do. And so if we understand it, then we can use it to get what we need out of the system and to try and change the system into a better functioning unit for everybody.
That's right. And the next hour, we're going to show, I'm going to show and explain to people how that's going to happen. And what nobody knows, except for Jack and I, is that he was so excited about what's coming up that, oh, God, I wish there was something I could do to change that because he would have been perfect for it. But that's in the next hour. We have Glenn on the line. Glenn, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Glenn?
Oh, there's always room for improvement.
Okay, and what do you have to say about the Mike Golden, a.k.a. the Jack Bauer?
Well, the first time I met him was at I was up at Irwin Schiff's trial. I'd never heard of Mike Golden or Jack Bauer or the Radio Rebel. And he was doing his show out of Irwin Schiff's office, and I was there to testify for Irwin in his trial. And when they called me in to testify, that judge read me my rights, or give me a Miranda warning is what he did. Me and Jerry, another guy that was testifying, and I confronted the judge about that, and I didn't take no backseat from that judge. And Mike got the biggest respect for me out of that. And when I demanded them to show me the laws that required anybody to pay or to file taxes, I mean, he really got the respect for that. But I mean, And all he said, in all the times that he's ever been into court, he had never seen a witness pulled over to the sidebar. I was the very first one he had ever seen pulled to the sidebar, because I confronted that judge in front of the jury, which he gave us a Miranda warning without the jury being in there. And then when I confronted him about it, the jury was in there, and he didn't want the jury to hear what he had to say.
that's cool.
And I'll tell you what, I really peed that judge off when I was standing over there at the sidebar, and he said that anything that any questions that was asked of me, the only thing I could do was answer the question. I could not elaborate. And he said, "Do you understand?" I said, "Yes, I understand." And then he snapped at me again and said, "Do you understand that you're only to answer the questions? You're not to elaborate on any of the on anything that's asked of you." And I just looked at that judge, and I pointed to my forehead, and I said, "Does it say stupid up here?" I did. And he yelled, and Mike, if Mike was alive today, I mean, he's told this to a lot of people out there, that and he heard that judge yell at me to get in the witness chair now. I mean, I really had that judge, I really got under his skin. And yeah. Mike really had respect for me, and he said that he really got a lot out of what I did in that courtroom by not taking a back seat to that judge. And those, and for that matter, for the IRS agent that was there, and the IRS attorney, and the U.S. district attorney, and that federal judge. I didn't cut no slack with none of them. And I won't.
Good. Good. And you know, and that's so important, because there's people like Jack that hear the story, and he's the one that brings the people to the calls, to the radio shows, to educate people and show the people how it's done. Because a lot of people don't know what to do. A lot of people are afraid, and people like Glenn didn't know Jack by then, but Glenn learned it from somebody else, and somebody else taught somebody else, and that's why these calls on RBN radio are so important, and talk shows and other places. But you know, there's thousands of people.
I'll differ with you there. I won't say that they're important, but there's a lot of knowledge to be gained by listening to RBN.
And one of the things I was going to say is that I mentioned is multiple times me being there, I've been there on Saturday nights when he's doing his show, and I'm just amazed on how many people really every week follow him and call him and get his help and advice, and it's just, wow. It just amazes me how many people actually follow him.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we got two more. We're almost coming up to a break. We got about another minute or two. And I'd like to have, there's Art and Mel on the phone. And Arthur, what do you remember best about Jack?
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi.
I didn't even know he had a 29-year-old daughter. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But you know something, I mean, everybody's been talking about Mike, and everybody's truthful. He was just a center hub for information, contacts, and I'm really glad his daughter come on tonight, because she did tell some things about him I didn't know. I've known him since 07, and it's just hard for me to believe he's gone. I mean, and his RBN show was really taking off. He was getting so good at being a host, and his ratings were going up, and I just hate to see him go. It's just hard to believe he's gone. There'll never be another one. He was a one of a kind.
That's true. And Mel,
hello.
Hi, Mel. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Well, I'm pretty upset. Mike and I were close.
Yeah, you were.
And yeah, you were. We go visit him, and you know, Mike was the type of person that not did only he only connect people, but, you know, I needed a ride from the Los Angeles airport, which is a good 200 miles from his home, and he made sure I had a ride. He was just that type of person.
Yeah, he really would go out of his way and do anything he could for anybody. And we're coming up to the hour and we're close to the break. Yeah, we have one more break. And Barry's on the phone. Barry, you there? Okay, we're going on a break. Okay, we'll be back with one more guest before the hour. And RBN, thank you.
That hand sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, we're back on the air. We're almost to the top of the hour, and we have two good friends of Mike. One is Barry, and a very close friend of Mike, and along with Mel. And Barry, are you on the phone?
Yes, Barry? I am.
Yeah, there you are. Okay. Barry, Mike has really, really supported you greatly over the years, I remember. And he was a good supporter to you, was he not?
He
was. I was a good supporter of his, too. I helped him out many times financially, and we had a good camaraderie going. I know one thing, he was a wealth of information. One thing he was really good at was, you know, gathering and guiding and directing a lot of information to a lot of different people about a lot of different things. And we are not going to be better off with his loss, of course. He just channeled a wealth of information to me. And I still have my ongoing battles with the traffic situations and other things. And, you know, he really brought to light how corrupt this whole system is. And one other thing I might add is there's probably just about every day, especially lately, I'd call him up in the morning, and I'd say, hey, Mike, have you cracked down any dirty deeds today? I mean, he was infamous for bombing our local mayor and sheriff every day with, you know, corruptions. I used to call them dirty deeds. It was all the emails he'd send out to the sheriff and the mayor. And I actually found it to be quite comical.
Yeah. Yeah, his emails were evidence of that, I tell you. And, Okay,
I remember...
Go ahead.
I remember one time when I filed my first federal lawsuit against a towing company, and we named the city of Fresno and the police chief. I mean, I had like 20 large envelopes of the filings to go out and be served, and Mike just, he enjoyed doing it. It was almost like he was going into enemy lines throwing hand grenades. I mean, you could just see the joy in his face, especially when he just dropped it off at the police station. They didn't like it a bit, and he was just joyful over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss that. I would have missed that a lot.
Yeah, there's not many. It's hard to find people that have the tenacity that one man has, and they're spread out through the country. But when you have a gold nugget like that, you really miss it when it's not there.
Well, what I really lamented was the fact that I wish I could have. You know, Mike's the kind of guy that, you know, we all need to make a living, but. He was more valuable if somebody like me or somebody could have just financed and just to sit there, you know, a nice, comfortable house or something, and just research and send stuff out all day long. I wish I had the capabilities. I just lament the fact that I didn't have the capabilities of doing that.
Can I interject for a second? I don't mean to interrupt.
Sure, go ahead.
My little sister would really like to call in, and she's having some difficulty reaching you, so I don't know if maybe at the next commercial break or something.
Okay, we have her on the air now.
Oh, good.
Okay, now we're coming close to the hour and everything, and if we proceed that, we'll go into the next hour for a little bit, but then I want to draw in what Jack Bauer was really going to be excellent at. But go ahead, what's your little sister's name?
Jessica Golden.
Jessica. Are you there, Jessica?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. And what do you got to say about your dad?
He was a kind, loving man, and I'm very sad.
Okay, honey, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got about 15 seconds. We'll be back in a few minutes at the top of the hour. And and we'll listen to what Jessica has to say. I have got some big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.